I was a very, I think your word feisty is a good word for the presentation last night. You know, he did open with a call for bipartisanship, and I think that's a genuine part of the president's DNA. I mean, he was more than three decades in the Senate, and I think that that has made him the kind of, you know, person who always is looking for ways to have bipartisan cooperation. But on the other hand, he really had an agenda that he wanted to push. I thought the most interesting parts of the speech, obviously, were the somewhat unscripted moments, not entirely unscripted, but when he challenged the Republicans, particularly those who have called for sunsetting Social Security or sunsetting entitlement programs. And that exchange was quite striking because he was thinking and acting on his feet. And as Bill Galston of the Brookings Institution noted this morning in a piece he wrote on their website, he may have won the war over Social Security right there in the House chamber. He put the Republicans in a box on that. And I think that the president's posture and combativeness was different than some people might have expected.
Yeah, he was kind of saying, yeah, come on, I'll take you on. You know, let's go for this. Let's do this.
Yeah. There was a question, I think, going in about how much he would acknowledge that people haven't felt the economic changes that have been part of the first 2 years of legislation. He kind of paid a glancing blow to that by acknowledging, you know, that some people feel left behind and that he gets that. All in all, I think that his presentation was as robust a defense and advocacy of a kind of a populist blue-collar economics that he's made during his presidency.
Put this speech into perspective a little bit for us, Dan. Why is this speech significant to Americans, and how has the form of the speech changed over time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's no constitutional requirement for the president to come to the Capitol and deliver a State of the Union address. All the Constitution says is that the president should report on the State of the Union. And for many, many, many years, that was done in a written document that was sent to the Congress. But a century or so ago, presidents started to do it in person. This is an important event for this reason. It's the biggest audience that the president will have all year. The next time he has an audience of this size likely will be next year at the State of the Union, or perhaps, assuming he does run for reelection, when he accepts the nomination as the nominee of the Democratic Party. The reality is the half-life of State of the Union speeches is generally pretty short. Presidents get sometimes a bit of a boost in their approval ratings, but that dissipates relatively quickly.